That's the first time I've ever landed in a country and not actually realised that I was in a different country to the one I'd landed in. I have actually managed to get on the wrong plane before, or should I say the budget airline enabled me to get on the wrong plane, and then overhearing the conversations of people on the plane talking about how they couldn't wait to get to the beach, I suddenly thought, hang on a second, there's no beaches in Slovakia. I'm on the wrong plane. And I told the air hostess and she freaked out and got me off the plane very quickly. But no, this is definitely my fault. It has been a pretty crazy week of sleep deprivation, and the ticket has been bought for me to come to Austria. For some reason, I thought I was flying into Germany, going to Austria, and then flying out of Slovakia, Bratislava, which I am flying out of Bratislava. But I had no idea that when I landed today, I was actually in Austria. It was only thanks to a guy that's very kindly been sent to drive me into Graz, Clemens, that I now know roughly where I am. I still really need to look at a map, though. Now, we're going to the Elevate Festival, and you've been to four before, is that right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. But I still work. I only worked for the second time now at Elevate Festival. The other ones, I've just visited them.
So, tell me, and anybody that might be listening, as to what the Elevate Festival is about. Because when I asked you a minute ago, is there anything about Austria that makes you proud, or is there anything you are proud of? You said, wow, that is a really good question. And then maybe the only thing you could put your finger on was you're proud of the Elevate Festival and the music scene that comes out of this place.
That's true. That's really true, because, you know, it's a really small city, Graz, and we have kind of a small community of people who look across the borders and look what's outside of Austria. And this community is quite able and started with the Elevate Festival some years ago. Which is not only, as I said before, and it's not only about music, it's also about discussion, it's also about ideas, ideology, everything, I think.
So counterculture plays a big part in this festival, and would you say the festival has any kind of political slant at all?
It's always depending on who you're inviting, of course. For example, if Christian Payne is here, it's kind of a political decision too, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm here to talk about internet stuff, sharing and the way things are going, and are we sharing too much? Should we think about how much we're sharing? And I'm really interested to see who else is going to be on the panels and who else is here. There's some really interesting films as well. Have you got anything? I know that you are... Unusually for a historian that's normally got his head stuck in books, you're going to be working pretty much the whole time, so you won't get to see many of the films, I think.
I'm afraid I won't, yeah. I'm just driving too much to be able to see a lot of discussions and take part. It's more in the music part, which is during the whole night. I can go there. It's the only possibility to go there if you work during the daytime, of course.
I can't see you getting much sleep these next few days. Is it right that the first day of Elevate is free?
Usually it's free, yeah.
So people that don't necessarily want to buy a ticket, and how much is a ticket to the festival?
Oh, that's a good question. Don't ask me that. I work there. I don't pay for a ticket.
It's interesting to hear Dan, when he talks about the festival, how passionate he is about the fact it should be accessible, and there's so much good stuff going on. He wants to share it as much as possible, and he definitely wants to have more of a conversation about how social technologies can be involved. It's kind of really interesting. I was looking at the hashtag thinking, wow, it's a bit quiet at the moment, but it hasn't really kicked off properly yet. And then I find out that they have their own status.net channel, and I believe they're using Diaspora and very much into the open side of networking here. But I guess when it comes to social technology and social media, you do your best to kind of stay away?
No, actually not. But you know, you have to be aware of the two sides of one medal. You know, it's not like this brave new world of people made of glass. It's just it's difficult to deal with it when you don't think about it. You know, you have to realize that everything you go to, you give the public, you have to control.
This is a transaction, it's right. And for me, it's if I don't, if I'm not, shall we say, present and aware of the technology, and the only way for me to do that is by using it myself, I don't think I would have much of an understanding of it, which is where a lot of people stand as well, aren't there? There's a lot of people on the outside looking in going, oh, maybe I'd like to have a go at that, which I guess it could be dangerous. We see people getting into all kinds of issues by, I guess, oversharing when they shouldn't.
You know, I think for me, in my perspective, the main problem is that people don't realize what worldwide means. Yeah, it's true, because you just upload some funny picture of you with your butt naked or whatever, and afterwards you're getting angry about people who laugh at you. It's like, yeah, when you did this 20 years ago, the picture was maybe walking around, going around with your friends or so, and some people saw it, but today you make a bigger mistake when you do that. On the other hand, you have so much more possibilities. You can use that too. You can make a good and a bad way. You can deal with it in a good and a bad way. Let's say, with an intelligent or an unintelligent way.
Yeah, I think I learned that lesson in the early days of video conversational platforms like Seismic, which is now only a Twitter platform. But I remember being shown the screensaver on the phone of, I hope she won't mind me saying, quite a mature artist in her 60s, and her screensaver was my naked ass. From just a fraction of a second that I was, I guess, testing the limits of the moderator's patience on this particular video channel. There was nothing in the rules that said nudity wasn't allowed, and so I'm sure that may well come back to haunt me, but at the moment we seem to have facial recognition, all kinds of gait recognition, thermal imaging cameras. As yet, there hasn't been that much investment in butt recognition, so...
I thought about that. you were introducing the butt recognition for some sentences now, so I was really expecting it.
I'm safe at the moment, other than people's screensavers. We're getting into Graz now, I believe.
Yeah, we are already inside of Graz. It's just the outer part of Graz, and in some minutes we'll arrive at your hotel.
So you are an Austrian?
I am, yeah.
What's the main difference between an Austrian and a German?
I told you before, the same language is the main difference. But yeah, this is also a question you have to answer with cultural differences, which are always the same. You can say, what's the difference between a Scotsman and an Englishman? It's the same. You have, in a way, the same language, different dialect, but different culture, I would expect.
Yeah, yeah, deep-fried Mars bars for one thing. That's quite a strong difference. But they're up. Yeah, nuances and subtleties, not just geographically.
Yeah, this cultural differences are also usually not that visible anymore when you have the main culture in this in different European countries. Of course, everybody listens to Lady Gaga, for example, or stuff like this, you know. But when you look closer, you see the differences.
So, what do you feel about the
Lady Gaga?
No. I know what you feel about her.
You don't know. You didn't ask me.
Oh, really? Oh, no. Well,
I think you expected the right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, especially as you've been telling me on the way over here, the kind of music you are into, you obviously are very knowledgeable into some pretty select and very interesting tunes.
Thanks.
When it comes to the homogenization of cultures and countries, though, how do you feel about this? Because obviously there are... You know, sometimes nationalism is a dirty word, especially when you have the tendency in some areas of Europe for nationalists to maybe have, in some cases, an extreme right political viewpoint. Is it a good thing or a bad thing that we're all slowly becoming the same?
Yeah, you said already that it's, in a way, of course, a good thing, because if everybody, let's say it again like this, if everybody's listening to Lady Gaga, they have something in common. That's true. Yes, you can take Levi's jeans or Coca-Cola too. I think especially now at the time where Libya Tunisia, Egypt are changing, they want to have their Coke too.
Definitely, as long as I think we maintain a sense of some kind of identity, and if that's being proud at what we do, i.e. there are enough jobs out there for us to pick and choose one that we are proud of doing, a livelihood that we are proud to say that we are a part of, at least then, that, you know, there is something that we can be proud of. Without proud being a dirty word.
Yeah, I told you before, in times of individualism, you have to be proud of the things you accomplished yourself. And of course, you only can accomplish stuff you can reach. The possibilities you get, you can use them. You can make something out of that. And I think there are more people with some similar identity in different countries than in the same country right now. So we have, that's the other part. We have this homogenization in mainstream culture. But on the other hand, we have so much subculture, which is not in just one country. It's global subculture, for example. Yeah? So we have the same problems in whole Europe. So we have still different opinions in whole Europe, but these different opinions can be the same opinions some other guys in other countries have.
Good points, and I love the fact you brushed upon subcultures there, because I think we are just about to enter, by getting close to the Elevate Festival, the heart of subculture for this area of Europe.
I think a lot of people in Graz like to listen to this sentence. Subculture, of course, it's part of subculture. But on the other side, it's already a festival, so subculture is... You have to define subculture. Is it that sub that you are really down in the cellar making your own ideas with some crazy guys who are really into this? Or is it already a festival?
I've had to fly across countries to get to this. So whether it's in somebody's basement or because what may seem quite mainstream to you, I think is quite sub. And I think you should be proud of that in a way.
Yes.
When you've got subculture leaking out onto the streets, then you're doing something right. And there's a lot of...
That's true, yeah.
Like-minded people doing
actually
the same
thing. Since the festival is inside a mountain, it's kind of a subculture.
Yes.
In the worldly way.
Subterranean
culture. Yeah, it's like say it like this. Yeah.
Definitely. So I'm going to be working here initially, but I'll do my best to share what I can. And thank you so much for a very interesting drive into Graz.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your time. Thanks for your time. That sounded well official. I hope we get a chance to share a beer at some point over the next few days.
Of course.
When you're not driving.